Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, we told you 9:20, your chance to win tickets to Game 5, Caps Canes, tomorrow night at Capital One. Be caller number 9 right now at 800-636-1067. And, of course, you can stay tuned to 106.7 The Fan for your chance to win every hour on the program. But now is your cue to call in at 1-800-636-1067.
Here come the calls.
Here come the calls. And in the meantime, we're going to open up the entertainment page.
That's right. Driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. You got to ask for Miriam. She's the general manager now. She'll take care of you, set you up with a silly sales assistant. And of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles, new and certified pre-owned, at BMWFairfax.com. When you get over there, mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless, but it definitely helps. So mention your boy. All right. There's a lot to absorb here. There's a lot of information. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, can you give me an update on the Diddy trial?
Yeah, that's like the big news.
Because I know Cassie was testifying yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Like Cassie Ventura.
Cassie's a beautiful girl, right? I think she's...
Now, this is... Cassie Ventura is the girlfriend or ex-girlfriend that he beat up in the hotel.
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
She's like... I guess she's 38 now. He started dating her maybe when she was like 21, 22, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember when that video came out with him in the towel at the hotel and he was like kicking her and everything. You know, it was awful. But, I mean, there's so many details here about like the freak offs and what would happen there. She said that, first of all, I guess the freak offs could last anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. And what's a freak off? It's basically just a big giant
sex session. Yeah.
Sex party. She said Combs would orchestrate it. The locations varied. The setup was usually similar. Hotel suites and personal bedrooms stocked with bottles of baby oil, lubricant, strong-smelling mood candles. She says later the lighting was switched to LED-colored lights used in recording studios. Male escorts were used. The baby oil was supposed to be... There was one at one point, sometimes they would have like a blow-up pool like you would have for a little kid.
Sure, an inflatable pool, yeah.
Fill it up with baby oil.
It's a lot of baby oil.
Diddy would like require... He always said that Cassie couldn't... She had to be glistening. Mm. He wanted her soaked in baby oil at all times.
Sounds like she organized some of these parties, like hiring guys to hook themselves and stuff like that.
Well, hire guys to not only kind of like hook themselves, but also hook her up. Like, Diddy had emailed her or texted her at some point that he wanted to see her have sex with other men. He liked to sit in the corner and take care of himself.
So he was involved in some way in all of these? Is that what she was saying?
Oh, I think so, for sure.
Did she say it was all consensual?
Well, she said that one thing she said is that she had to take a lot of drugs, as you can imagine, to get through it.
Yeah.
And hold on, I'm trying to find, there's so many pages here. She would have to. I want a list of. I have the list of the drugs. She talked about like the dissociative drug use. Some of the drugs are used just to like, kind of like not even realize where you are. She would take ketamine, cocaine. She would take ecstasy. She says, let me see. The ecstasy made her feel euphoric and aroused. The ketamine would make her dissociative, would kind of like take her out of it, right? Cocaine made her heart race. Mushrooms made her see things. GHB made her feel drunk. She said she would almost always get sick from the drugs, often vomited. Diddy knew it, didn't care. He liked to have an oil-filled pool for the freak-off parties. He wanted to see her use the oil on other sexual partners. Yeah, he says, you need to be shining. He didn't want you to be too dry. He wanted you to be glistening. The freak-off sessions would sometimes go anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. One time, she says, she remembers one went 4 days.
Jeez.
She says when she wasn't participating, she would be trying to recover from all the drugs, from all the dehydration, everything else. She says every freak off was directed by Sean.
Well, she also claimed that testified that he beat her up all the time.
She's claimed that he began physically abusing her by the time she was 22. She signed with the label as a 19-year-old.
But this case isn't about physical abuse or domestic violence, right?
I'm not even
sure.
No,
I think it's about sex trafficking.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
That's just kind of an aside.
Just kind of makes...
His attorneys have acknowledged that he participated in, like, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, acknowledging that. They're not even arguing it.
Well, how can you argue it when it's caught on video?
Right.
It's so graphic.
Right. So, but they are arguing that any of this was against anyone's will. I think that's the big thing.
Like the trafficking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying essentially that they were having swinger parties, essentially.
Kind of.
Well, it's not illegal to have a swinger party, but it's,
right.
But
I'm saying that's what the defense is trying to portray it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just a bunch of people having sex.
She said that Combs made her and the male escorts often perform sexual acts she found humiliating, disgusting. She says she was in charge of making sure that the escorts were so-called safe. And what that meant was making sure they weren't undercover cops. Oh. She didn't understand that at the time. So a lot of crazy details coming out. Of course, you know, Diddy, I think we talked about this right away. In court, he's allowed to wear, like, you know, nice clothes. He doesn't have to wear, like, his jumpsuit or whatever you wear in prison. But he doesn't have access to, like, hair dye and all that stuff.
Yeah, he looks a lot older.
So he looks a lot older.
Pudgier.
Gray hair. And they're saying they're trying to use that to their advantage.
Kind of like the Bill Cosby.
Kind of like an
feel
older.
Sorry for
well, I'll just say older guy. Maybe right. Less dangerous looking.
Yeah.
Kind of. Less threatening.
Right. Now, Diddy originally met her because she was a singer. So he signed her to his record deal.
When she was 19.
When she was 19. And she claims that she recorded hundreds of songs, including 9 full albums of songs.
Right.
But not one of them was ever released because her job was basically to become this freak-off, you know.
Participant.
Participant, center of attention.
Right.
With all of these sex workers. And
I'm not saying it's the same, but it reminds me of, didn't Kanye have like an assistant that was running the clothing, and she had kind of a Kim Kardashian-like body?
Maybe.
And these guys.
Seems like all his girls are like Kim Kardashian.
This is a small
like.
Aside. Why are we still doing courtroom sketches in 2025?
They won't let the cameras in.
No cameras.
They won't let cameras in.
I mean, I understand, but like.
But why won't they let cameras
in? Let the cameras in.
They should let the cameras in.
You think if it wasn't televised at 9 a.m., I wouldn't be throwing it on now?
I got to look at this Picasso like sketch of P. Diddy.
And relatively speaking.
The judge said no cameras.
Remember, This is 100 times better than the like the Johnny Depp one, right? Remember we had Johnny Depp and the other one local?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. Yeah. And there was some sexy stuff in there, kind of, you know, drug use. This is that on steroids.
This is explosive. This is,
and remember how riveted we were to that testimony?
Well, that was just a civil suit.
Right.
If you put the Johnny
Depp. This guy, he's facing life in prison.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, Casey Anthony, Jodi Arias. If you rolled it all together, it would be this one.
This is a big one.
This would save Court TV if there were a Court TV.
Well, it's in HLN. It kind of came back.
Is it True TV now?
Or? I think it kind of came back. Like, they do cover some trials, but for whatever reason, maybe, I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe because it's federal. There's some reason why they're not able to televise it. But, oh, yeah, we'd be locked in like the OJ case, you know? I can't remember. Even Johnny Depp one. Maybe it was because Johnny Depp is so mysterious, but, like, a lot of us were watching a lot of that trial when it was on.
I was not one of those people.
A lot of us.
I watched some of it.
I know I was.
I watched all of the Ray Carruth trial, though.
That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
He's out of prison.
He's already out of prison.
He's been out for a few years now.
Oh, I finished,
I finished
Shooting Guards on Netflix yesterday.
Did you like it? The Arenas? I mean, it was
pretty good.
Really,
it's kind of sad. I mean, the end is just a lot of Javaris Crittenden.
Is he out of prison? Or?
Yes, which is kind of sad, too. They focus on...
What's he doing now?
They showed him working with, like, the youth in his hometown.
I mean, is he totally busto?
I don't know if he's busto, and it seems like him and Gilbert texts him, like...
They get along?
I don't think they're boys, but he says that... But the last half hour focus on Javaris Crittenden kind of coming out of prison, the mom of the victim...
Yeah.
Who he shot.
Did he kill
accidentally? Her? Yes, killed her. She was a mother of four. The mom's Rick because he got 23 years and he only had to serve 10. Well, it turns out that somebody that worked in the DA office, I don't know if he was the chief prosecutor, was Dwight Howard's uncle. And Dwight Howard and Crittenden played high school basketball together. So they show this cop who was part of the case to show that Crittenden was part of this murder. He's like, I've worked on 1,000 cases and I've never seen somebody get off so light for dead to rights did.
Why did he do it? Why did he shoot
Because
him?
These guys stole his jewelry. He said like $100,000 worth of stuff. So and it was the second time that he had been robbed at gunpoint.
So did he intend to shoot someone else and killed her inadvertently?
Correct.
So was he found guilty of second degree murder?
He was found guilty of, I think it might have been involuntary manslaughter.
Okay.
But he got 23 years and only served 10.
He pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter with a weapon and aggravated assault with a firearm.
Gotcha. Well, you know, just speaking to that, he pled guilty. You know, I believe it was reported, and I think it's been confirmed, that Diddy did turn down plea agreements. Hmm. Like, they had plenty of offers for him, and I don't know how long the prison time was. But he's rolling the dice.
Well, in a few months, he might want to revisit those plea agreements.
But look, the Arenas Crittenden, I think it's called Shooting Guards.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Why is it not great?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of documentaries that are much better. You know what I mean? You know ones that are like really well done?
Gilbert participates and Crittenden both participate.
Gilbert's just like sitting on this big couch the whole time talking about it. I like the first half better, which was going through, you know, the Wizards in a little bit more detail into what happened. Like, turns out Gilbert Arenas had over 400 guns. He had a gun collection.
Yeah.
And he was such a prankster that when it actually got on the airplane and they're arguing with Crittenden and he's like saying, I'll kill you, and Crittenden's firing back, that he shows up with two guns. Like, one was like, I would almost call it a goof gun. It almost looked like a gun from like the Civil War or something. But he lays them out there for Crittenden, and Crittenden flashes his, and the guys, like, they showed a lot of Andre Blatch.
Right. I mean, this is happening in the Wizards locker room.
They're like, oh, wow, this is about to go down.
From the time? Is it, like, caught on video at the time?
No.
No. They're just kind of recreating it?
Yes.
And Andre Blatch is interviewed?
Blatch is interviewed. A couple of the players are interviewed.
Is he obese?
He's a little chunky.
I knew he'd be huge. Yeah.
But it's good. You did like it?
I liked it. I didn't love it.
Was it just one episode? Just one?
Yeah. It's like an hour and 20 minutes.
I always
maybe.
Remember Andre Blatch playing for the Philippines, representing the Philippines. Somehow he had a connection back in the day.
I knew he'd be a big fatty. Just lazy.
But Crittenden, when he was with the Lakers, apparently. So he gets drafted. and he's with the Lakers and he gets no PT.
Yeah.
He like said that he was kind of like lonely, didn't have any friends out there or whatever. He got involved in gangs. Like he had there was a player who's like the next summer he sees him with his shirt off and he's got like, I can't remember if it was Bloods
gang
or Crips,
tattoos,
but he's got like a tattoo. And so,
yeah,
you know,
a couple things here that we'll move on. Rich Eisen is returning to ESPN, but it kind of with an asterisk. He left ESPN for the NFL Network back in 2003, and he's been a host for NFL Network's Game Day. He's still going to be doing that, but the ESPN will license his program and
his podcast.
He'll maintain ownership and editorial control.
Or his video podcast.
I think so, yes.
Has that been available on Roku? I've seen clips.
The show currently airs on Roku. Yeah. They say it could also land on ESPN Radio. They're still kind of working out the details. But there you go. Rich Eisen, part of ESPN again. Cakes, we're getting another reboot of American Gladiators.
I saw who the host is going to be.
Oh, I saw it too, and I've already forgotten.
He's a big name. Former Junkies guest.
We had him in studio.
Really?
Yeah.
The Miz.
Oh, yeah.
The Miz.
I was about to say The Rock.
So is The Miz no longer wrestling? Is he out on the wrestling?
I don't know.
Don't remember The Miz.
Come on, he came in there with all the girls and the kids from The Real World.
He was The Miz.
He came in when we were at HFS.
He came in a whole cast of The
I think his name is Mike Mizanin.
Might have been from like one of the challenges or something.
Yeah, was he on Real World or Road Rules?
I can't remember.
The Miz. You don't know his tagline in wrestling.
Oh, I know it.
I used to know it.
Don't remember this dude.
Give me the hint.
He's really good.
He's high in himself.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
He's excellent.
I'm great.
I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
The Miz.
No, you know he was on, I think he did a bunch of challenges, but I'm pretty sure he was on Real World.
He built himself an amazing brand. Yeah, he's a guy that manifested becoming a wrestler, and he became like one of the biggest stars in the WWE.
Is he the biggest Real World star? I mean, there's a Real Worlder right now who's the Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah, Sean Duffy. Sorry, this is
the biggest Real World star.
Sean Duffy's wife.
Oh, yeah,
I'd rank a WWE superstar over a cabinet member.
Yeah, I agree.
Not personally, but
he's probably made more dough.
Oh, Miz. 100% the Miz.
Yeah. I saw it.
100%.
I think Miz is taking up golf. I saw him. He's a lefty. I saw him getting a lesson.
I mean, wasn't Sean Duffy a lumberjack at some point before? Is there a lot of money in lumberjack? I don't know. I'm guessing it's not the same as being a WWE superstar.
And I think we touched on this. Jordan Hudson apparently is turning down Dancing with the Stars. But she's still into maybe having a show. They say she has her sights on a different kind of television show. The one they reference, I have no file on.
Okay.
It's called First Look, a travel and lifestyle program that highlights top travel destinations around the country.
Never heard of it.
Focusing on cuisine and nightlife. That's the kind of show she'd like to host. She doesn't really want to be on Dancing with the Stars.
And Bill Belichick's like, please, go host it and fly over to freaking Manila. I don't need to see you for a month. The football season's coming up.
Right. Well, that's apparently the rumor why she doesn't want to do Dancing with the Stars, because it would occur during the football season.
Right.
Now, I believe, by the way, UNC is kind of denying the reports that she's basically been banned.
Right.
I think they are denying that. And they say that Belichick's locked in and, you know, she has nothing to do with it. Hmm. And he says she has nothing to do with the university. So, who knows? Who knows what's going on there?
We'll see what happens. If the Tar Heels start getting boat raced and Bill's distracted, we're going to know what's happening.
That'll be a big story. Yeah. It's all because of Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we're going to talk about something that we've discussed on this show, but now we have some audio accompanying it. Mm. Jaden Daniels talking about her son's dating life.
Jaden Daniels' mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
His mom talking about his dating life. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.